Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Last week, we talked a little bit about spring chores around the garden that may help get our trees and flower beds in shape for the coming warm weather. This week, our horticulture experts have some advice on how to get your lawn ready as we get into spring. With the rain we've seen recently and temperatures hopefully warming up as we get towards the end of March and into April, we're going to see a greening up of our lawns. It's important to remember that spring is a sensitive time for yards, and the soil may still be spongy, the plants may be tender, and of course, as we know here in Iowa, the weather is always unpredictable. I have a few tips for you as you look for the proper timing to get out and about working in your yard this spring. First of all, if you're looking to apply a pre-emergence herbicide to the lawn, the key to the successful control of crabgrass is correct timing. The pre-emerge must be applied before the crabgrass seeds germinate. If the material is applied too early, crabgrass seeds that germinate late will not be controlled, but if applied too late, some crabgrass seeds will already have germinated and you won't get complete control. Pre-emerge herbicides should normally be applied in early to mid-April in southern Iowa, mid-April to May 1st in central Iowa. Longtime residents of Iowa, however, will realize that the state's weather is rarely normal. You can apply the pre-emerge herbicide early in the recommended time period if the weather in late March is warmer than normal, and you may want to go a little later if the weather is colder than normal. If you're still uncertain as to when the best time may be to apply the pre-emerge herbicide, Mother Nature can provide some helpful clues. Crabgrass seed germination usually begins with the end of the forsythia bloom season or when the redbud trees reach full bloom each year, so you can look around your neighborhood or town for some of these helpful indicators. Apply a pre-emerge herbicide when the bright yellow flowers of the forsythia begin to wither and drop to the ground, or when the flower buds on redbuds begin to develop their purplish-pink color. If you are concerned about having white grubs in your lawn, we have a few tips on timing there as well. First of all, keep in mind that white grub populations and damage to lawns will vary greatly from year to year and place to place, even varying within the same lawn due to variations in beetle numbers, weather, turf grass, soil conditions, and other factors. When looking to control white grubs in your lawn, there's basically three approaches to management. One approach is to apply a preventative insecticide on an annual basis, no matter what the year looks like. The second approach is to wait and see and apply a curative insecticide only when damage appears or a sign of infestation shows up. And the final approach is to do nothing as far as treatment and repair damaged lawns when damage occurs. If you are looking to apply a preventative insecticide, late June to early August is the best time to do this, so nothing that we would be worrying about in the spring. If you are looking to aerate your lawn, this may be a good option, as lawns that are aerated can help relieve soil compaction, improve water and nutrient movement in the soil, and discourage the accumulation of thatch. Aeration also improves the growing condition for turf grass plants and results in a healthier, more vigorous lawn when done on a regular basis. In Iowa, both April and September are the best times to aerate Kentucky bluegrass and other cool season lawns. While the overall results are beneficial, core aeration will cause some initial damage. Aerating in April or September will allow the grass to recover quickly during favorable growing seasons in spring and early fall, as opposed to damaging the grass in the summer when it's hot and dry and grass may not recover as quickly. When you are core aerating a lawn in April, you want to apply a pre-emerge herbicide after aeration to prevent the germination of crabgrass seeds that may have dropped into the open areas you created in the lawn. If you're looking for full details on yard and garden tips, you can check out the Iowa State University Extension website for the full article on timing of spring lawn care chores, and you can also check out the Horticulture Frequently Asked Questions section for any questions you have about those upcoming spring yard and garden tasks. Also new in the last week, the 2018 Custom Rate Survey was released in the March issue of Ag Decision Maker, coming out on Friday of last week. A quick overview, there was an overall decrease of 5.6% cost for custom work can be expected in 2018, according to the results of the survey. The cost of labor rose by 4.6% from a year ago. All other categories, however, in the custom rate survey saw declines. Rates provided in the custom rate survey include rates for tilling, planting, drilling, seeding, fertilizer application, harvesting, drying and hauling grain, harvesting forages, complete custom farming, labor, bin, and machine rental. As a reminder, the values presented in the survey are intended only as a guide as operators begin making decisions for either hiring or performing custom services during the next crop year. Alejandro Plastina, the assistant professor and extension economist at Iowa State University, indicated that the overall decline seen in the survey is in response to tight margins continuing for farm operations across the state. For the full copy of the custom rate survey, you can stop by the extension office. Find that on the extension website under the Ag Decision Maker tool as well. For more information, give us a call, 712-243-1132, or find us online anytime. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.